Hi, this is Dan Steele with your WASA legislative report for Monday, April 3rd. The 2023 legislature has officially reached the home stretch. Today is day 85 of the scheduled 105-day session, and legislators are in the process of setting all the pieces on the board to exit the session on time. House and Senate operating, capital, and transportation budgets have all been introduced and are all rapidly moving through the process. Senate Bill 5200, the Senate's capital budget, passed the full House last week. House Bill 1147, the House's capital budget, passed by the House Capital Budget Committee last week and awaits action by the full House. Senate Bill 5162, the Senate's transportation budget, passed the Senate Transportation Committee this afternoon and awaits action by the full Senate. House Bill 1125, the House's transportation budget, passed the full House this afternoon. And the most important budget of all, in fact, technically the only budget that is required to be adopted by the legislature, is the 2023-25 operating budget. Senate Bill 5187, the Senate's operating budget proposal, passed the full Senate last week and was acted on by the full House earlier this evening. It's important to note that House Bill 1147, the House's operating budget, passed from the House Appropriations Committee last week, but the House chose to adopt Senate Bill 5187, using it as the vehicle for a final operating budget. In terms of process, the House adopted a striking amendment to Senate Bill 5187, a striking amendment that duplicated the House's proposal. After adoption, the amended budget, Senate Bill 5187, with the House's budget overlaid, was sent back to the Senate for concurrence. Of course, the Senate will likely not concur, but this action allows official negotiations to begin. There is a slim possibility the legislators will call for an official conference committee. However, it's presumed the budget writers will negotiate behind closed doors and only ask for a conference committee when negotiations are complete. As we discussed in the Week 11 edition of This Week in Olympia, this is a way for legislators to comply with a specific rule the legislature has adopted, but clearly it violates the spirit of the rule. The rule requires conference committees to meet in public, but if you negotiate in private and then call for a conference committee after the fact, the underlying goal of transparency is avoided. As the operating budget begins to be negotiated, WASA is joined with other education advocates and school districts to focus our advocacy efforts on five key priorities. We ask budget writers to 1. Support the Senate policy and funding for special education, with an added note that funding for the Inclusionary Practices Project, or IPP, needs to continue. 2, we ask budget writers to support the Senate's funding for people transportation, specifically taking another step to overhauling the current STARS funding formula by funding special passengers. 3, we ask for support of the House's proposal to smooth rebasing of regionalization and the experience factor. 4, we ask budget writers to support the House's proposal to provide funding to mitigate losses of local effort assistance or levy equalization. 5, we ask budget writers to reject the Senate's current plan to fund the Learning Assistance Program, or LAP, with federal ESSER funds. First, this would be one-time funding for an ongoing basic education program. Second, by funding LAP with federal funds, federal funding rules would be imposed on a state-level reimbursement program. The operating budget can be overwhelming, which is why we tried to focus our messaging in these final days. We also have provided comprehensive reviews of the operating budget and capital budgets in special editions of This Week in Olympia. In an effort to provide further information on the operating budget, we've also posted a side-by-side chart that compares the House and Senate proposals for K-12 education. In addition to the multitude of other agencies and programs, this gives you an easy-to-use document to see the differences between the two budgets in K-12 education. That document is posted with the most recent TWEO special editions at www.wasa-oly.org/TWIO. Again, www.wasa-oly.org ly.org/twio. Additional bills continue to move through the legislative process. However, much of the focus has shifted to the budgets. For further information on those bills, please continue to follow This Week in Olympia. Time is short, but we encourage you to continue to engage with your legislators on the five message points described earlier. If all five of these issues are beyond your concerns, perhaps focus on just two or three. Regardless, we encourage you to continue working with your legislators in the next crucial 20 days. Thank you for listening.